T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Star 94.1.
All right, now we turn to ask for your help for intern Rachel, because the mistake that she just made was so bad, we're going to try to find her a little bit of comfort in numbers. Right?
And I think I already have one. I know somebody who screwed up something so bad, it will be difficult for your story to top it, Rachel, but go ahead and try.
Yeah. Rachel, what did you do?
So I made the biggest, hugest, most unfixable mistake that not only will cost me about 15 jobs that I applied for, but could potentially leave me homeless after graduation.
Oh, you poor thing.
What did you do?
What happened?
So with every job I apply to, I have to send in my resume and my cover letter.
Of course.
So my cover letter, I usually just kind of fill in the blanks with the different companies I'm applying for. I'm not going to rewrite a cover letter a million times. So I'm applying for all these jobs, and I'm filling in the different information, changing the addresses, changing the names. And the one thing I forgot to do was change who it was addressed to, which I left as their major competitor for this one company, several different jobs with this one company. And I left every last cover letter addressed to their major competitor.
Oh, no.
So. And you sent it all out.
Sent it all out across the nation. Like, not just one market, like every market.
So if we're talking about like burger restaurants, right? You applied to every single one of them, and the first one went to McDonald's because that's the burger restaurant, McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one went to Burger King, but it started Dear McDonald's.
Yeah.
And the third one went to Wendy's, but it started Dear McDonald's.
Oh, exactly.
When did you realize it?
About 15 applications deep.
I looked and I went,
wait a minute. That's weird, because I was changing another address and looked right above, and there was the wrong name, and
it was already gone.
I'm struggling.
Oh
my God. I just want to give you a hug and money.
I would greatly accept both.
That is the worst. All right, if you can make her feel better with your mistake, we definitely want your story. 404-263-0941 to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Okay, I don't know if mine is bad, because yours is going to have lasting. That's lasting damage.
That stings.
But I have a friend of mine who did... Well, I'll tell you after, but he did $10 million worth of damage in 1 second.
Ooh.
Yep. Jennifer and Decula.
I caught my husband's company car on fire.
Okay.
Oh, that's bad. That's not bad.
That's you know what's going to start. Okay, Jennifer, we'll get your story in a second. You know what's we're going to get a lot of calls about? I bet we're going to get a lot of reply all.
Oh, yeah. Bad reply all.
Issues or...
Shouldn't have hit send on that one.
I did that with a group of your friends, Jen. I did a reply all, and I had to message you immediately, and I was like, I made a mistake.
All right, Jennifer, how did you catch your husband's company-paid-for vehicle on fire?
It was Halloween, and we needed a flashlight, and we had a rechargeable one, so I just grabbed any charger and plugged it in the car to charge and laid it in the driver's seat. And it was out there, and we were getting ready to leave later, and I'm all the way upstairs, and it was like Fred Flintstone yelling for Wilma.
Oh, no.
He opened the door, and my daughter was like, what's wrong with your car windows? And he's looking at it, and then he realizes that the car is full of black smoke.
Oh, God.
And screams my name and goes out there, and smoke's just rolling. It completely burned the driver's seat, melted the doors, melted the console. It totaled the car out.
Oh.
The sad thing is, he had to drive it to work that way.
Oh, I bet it smelled terrible.
Is this making you feel any better, Rachel?
A little bit.
All right, okay. Rachel, I'll tell you here in just a second about my buddy's $10 million mistake, which might make you feel better. And Belinda in Atlanta is going to join us. She has a suggestion on how maybe you can fix it.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Ever made an unrecoverable mistake? We're looking for some comfort for our intern, Rachel, who just admitted that she sent out all kinds of resumes and job applications with the wrong name on it. She actually sent it with the competitor's name. So we're trying to make her feel a little bit better here. Then in 1 hour, it's going to get all kinds of awkward with Confess Your Crush. It's Monroe who's ready to confess for a second time that he's got a crush on a woman. He's going to try again. That's in 1 hour from right now on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hi, a friend of mine, when I worked in Tucson, Arizona, I worked for a company that made airplane engines, the gigantic engines, and they were in these gigantic buildings. And I don't know what or how he did it, but he hit a series of buttons that released an engine before the platform was underneath it. So it dropped just 8 feet from the where it was being held to the floor, which made it worthless because it's an airplane engine. So you can't drop it and knock it around until it's finished. And it was a $10 million mistake.
Unrecoverable. You just you don't bounce back from that one. Did he get fired immediately?
It was like four engines and new technology, and there's like a robot underneath it. It was this huge disaster. It was in the paper, and I'm like, I know that guy. Jen in McDonough, help Rachel feel better about her terrible mistake.
So my daughter was starting a new Christian school, private school, and I had a question for the principal, so I emailed him. And it wasn't anything that warranted a phone call back or anything. An email would have been fine. Well, about 10 minutes later, I get a phone call back from him. And he's like, hello, can I help you? And he's like, do you know my name? And I was like, yes, Mr. Perkerson. And he said, okay, well, I just wanted to make sure because you called me Mr. Perversion. On the
oh, no.
Spell check. Yes.
Oh. You sent a Christian school principal an email.
Yes. Yes.
And called him Mr. Perversion.
Yes. And the bad thing is, the next few emails I had to send him, spell check was still trying to do that. But thankfully, I proofread first and made sure that did not happen again. But yes, I mean, talk about blood boiling, face getting red. I was so embarrassed. So yeah, he will forever know me as the mom. I called him Mr. Perversion. Yay.
Wow.
Face bomb.
Yeah. All right. Belinda wants to help you out. If you're just coming into the show, our intern Rachel sent over a dozen cover letters and resumes to jobs, but forgot to change one line. So the first one was great. The next dozen were all addressed to the competitor because she forgot to change the first line. Belinda in Atlanta. Belinda wants to give you a hug through the phone.
Thank you, Belinda.
I do, Rachel. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
I do believe that there is a way to recover yourself from this. Because think about this. How many resumes and cover letters do these people get? You need to just go ahead, fix your mistake, and send your resume back out. You have nothing to lose at this point.
Thank you. I'm definitely going to try.
And does she acknowledge the mistake or does she just send it out?
Just send it out.
You know what I think you should do? Because this is because you're applying for broadcasting jobs, right? Which is competitive. And so, like, for example, Amanda, who is in here working with us, also applying for broadcasting jobs. Rather than focusing on you, what if you make up a resume for Amanda that's filled with misspellings and profanities, and you start sending those out everywhere, so you just eliminate other people, so you don't have to be the best, you just have to be the least worst.
Or, like, call HR and go, someone is catfishing you with my information.
Yes!
Oh, that's good!
Yes!
That's better than Jeff's Tonya Harding approach.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.